Let's talk about the current lineup of Snake Pit.
Right.
We got Slash. we've got Kerry Kelly, who played with Rat.
Right.
Johnny Blackout, who was Johnny G.
Yeah, he decided he didn't want to be Johnny Blackout anymore.
Okay.
That's what the band still, you know, sort of, we still call him that, but we call him Johnny G publicly now.
Okay, so he's Johnny G now publicly, so you got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we're still screwing with him, you know, as we presently speak. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, is it Laug? Is that how you say
it's
that?
It's just Laug.
Matt Laug, okay. Right. He played, and this is interesting, he played with Alanis Morissette and he played on the South Park song,
right.
What Would Brian Boitano
right.
Do? Which is really awesome.
We ended up meeting just because, I don't know how it happened. He came down to the Baked Potato one night when I was there just sort of sitting.
The Baked Potato is where Blues Ball can be seen
originally,
some night. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so Matt came down one night, and out of all the drummers that I played with in different versions of Blues Ball and different guys I jammed with at the Baked Potato, just sort of off-the-cuff kind of stuff. He came in one night and sat in, and I was like, now that guy's cool. So that's how that happened.
He's also from South Carolina, and I lived there for a while. So
really?
Yeah, that's
and
all
then,
right.
Of course, there's Rod Jackson, who's from Virginia.
That's what I was going to talk. Yeah, I mean, Rod Jackson, definitely the vocal stylings of this version of Snake Pit, you can totally tell a difference between Rod Jackson and Eric Dover. And then he went on to be in Imperial Drag after that.
Yeah, there's a story that goes behind this. Matt and Gilby, Mike Inez, who is from Alice in Chains, still is, and myself were just hanging out at my house. And I had a small sort of a makeshift home studio, and we called it Snake Pit Studios because it was placed, you know, the room that it was in was right next to a walk-in snake cage. So, that's basically where the name Snake Pit came from, because it was a virtual snake pit, all right? So, in other words, as soon as you walked into the studio door, right before that, there's a huge walk-in snake cage with a jacuzzi in it and branches to the ceiling. And there was 20-foot pythons in there.
Dude, that's all.
That's where the name Snake Pit came from. We just called it Snake Pit Studios. And then after we'd accumulated enough, material from just hanging out and jamming and this and that and the other, so what were we going to call this bulk of material? And so we called it Snake Pit. And at that point, it wasn't taken real seriously. I was still in Guns N' Roses. Matt was still in Guns N' Roses.
You were in Guns N' Roses until, 90s.
Yeah, I quit after the Snake Pit tour and after, you know, the record was released and all that. But at the time, nobody was taking any of this seriously. We were just recording it. And so basically the Snake Pit album is sort of a poor man's... That's the way to put it. It's really a demo tape is what it was. You know, it's just a bunch of accumulated stuff. And I thought, well, you know what? Guns isn't doing anything right now, so I'll go into a commercial studio and record it. So we took the original band. This is before we ever had a singer. So I thought, well, we should probably get a singer. The record's basically done with no vocals. And, started going about trying to audition singers, and we found Eric Dover, who was sort of in between Jellyfish and the band that consequently went on to go to after Snake Pit, the Imperial Drag thing. So we knew that was a limited amount of time that we were going to be spending doing this whole project. So once the record was finished and I got the artwork done and so on and so forth, Matt had to stay in Guns because he was contractually obligated. Mike Inez had to stay in Alice in Chains, so I got a new bass player and a new drummer. And then Eric was sort of in between gigs, and Gilby was just fired from Guns around that time. So I thought, well, let's go out and do this. And we did 80 some odd shows in 4 months in 4 continents, and it was a huge gas. So I came back and rejoined up with Guns N' Roses, and at that point Matt had gone, and it was just Duff and Axel and myself left, and all these different people coming in and out, and whatever Axel had been working on while I'd been gone. And I just was like, so I ended up leaving. And then after that, it was just session after session after session, or live gigs here and there, and all these different things going on. But in the back of my head, I thought the Snake Pit idea, the whole concept of doing that was still cool, so I just ended up putting another band together. To make a short story long.